Praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. If you have ever doubted, even for one single moment in your life, who you are and from where you find your identity, this morning's Old Testament passage is for you. See, Moses wrote these words to a nation of Israel before they were to finally enter into the promised land. They had attempted this 40 years earlier, but their disobedience to God led to their failure. But now, the nation set aside by God was about to enter into a land set aside as well. And as they prepared for this monumental immigration, Moses wanted to remind them once again who they were and from where they found their identity. And although this happened thousands of years ago, his message is just as valuable to us, even though it's received in a different context. We have not been wandering in a desert for 40 years, nor are we preparing to enter into a land that is foreign to us. We're not facing enemies that are much larger, much stronger, much more loved by the world. Or are we? Over at least the last generation, it sure seems like this country is wandering, doesn't it? Truth claims that never were once questioned now are placed on trial in society. And so often these truths are dismissed as outdated, irrelevant for today's society, and even at odds with the new so-called truths that have moved into their place. We've lost a common direction that we all once seemed to share, and now we wander around individually, forging our own path to a destination that we determine on our own. This land that we live in, we may not be on the outside looking in, but it sure seems that we are sometimes. We might call ourselves Americans, but sometimes it just doesn't seem like we can relate to our fellow citizens. We watch as they make decisions that are contrary to God. Watch as they destroy each other. Watch as they place their own wants and their own desires ahead of their neighbors. And all we can do is stand there and wonder, what kind of country is this that we really live in? Is this really what we want to lay claim to? And enemies, we have no shortage of these either. We can look to politics and we can see them standing against us. Just as we can look to society in general and see that it is adverse to what we proclaim. So maybe, just maybe, we can relate to these Israelites after all. And maybe with this perspective, we can listen to the passage again. For it seems that Moses truly is speaking to us as well. For you are a people holy to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you out of all peoples on the face of the earth to be his people, His treasured possession. The Lord did not set His affection on you and choose you because you were more numerous than other peoples, for you were the fewest of all peoples. But it was because the Lord loved you and kept the oath He swore to your ancestors that He brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the land of slavery, from the power of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Know, therefore, that the Lord your God is God. He is the faithful God, keeping His covenant of love to 1,000 generations of those who love Him and keep His commandments. We are a people chosen by God, not because of our own desires, but because of His. We were redeemed, not by our own efforts, but by His. We're not forgotten, even when we sin, not because of our own covenant, but because of His. It's all there. And it's as true today as it was when Moses spoke it to the Israelites. But this morning, what I'd like to do is just focus on the very first sentence. For you are a people holy to the Lord your God. So for me, this is where it becomes very personal and where I lay claim to the location of our identity. You are a people holy to the Lord your God. This is what Moses wrote, and it's the word holy that is key to understanding the richness of this claim. So you see, that word holy means to be set aside for a sacred purpose. It means to be separated from the regular, to be reserved for something extremely special. And in the books of Moses, we find examples of this very concept in the building of God's temple and the furnishings that were contained within. Bowls, altars, candles. They were all made holy by God. And they were meant to be used for His service and no other service. And how did they acquire this status? It wasn't by the work of the priests. It was by the work of God. He's the one that set them aside and made them holy. He's the one that separated them out from the common and dedicated them for His use. This is what it means to be holy. It's a designation by God, a reservation even, to be devoted for service to Him and to Him alone. But this designation, this action of God doesn't end with His temple and His instruments. It extends throughout time, even today. Today we stand holy. We stand set aside. We were called by Him into a baptism with Jesus. And with His word, we are pulled out of the common and placed into the holy. We're adopted into His family as sons and daughters. We're called by name and consecrated for service to Him. And it's not by our calling, but by His. How beautiful, how secure a message that is. To know that we're not the ones to make ourselves holy, but that He did it to us. And He continues to keep us separated. He continues to keep us holy, not because of our service towards Him, and even in spite of our disobedience to Him. Even though we continue to sin, He continues to make us holy and to use us as instruments for His work. And so here we stand, made holy. We've been separated from the whole of society, and we've been formed into a church body. We've been made holy by the blood of Jesus Christ that He shed for us on the cross, and are now able to do what we were set aside to do. We are to serve God. And we are to do so just like the Israelites were supposed to do so, in a world surrounded by sin, surrounded by enemies. We've been set aside to be a light to these people, to attract them to us, so that they too can be made holy by God and added to the body of Christ. And the world is desperate for this message. They need this message. The harvest is plentiful. We live in a world where identity is defined by the individual instead of by God, where people set themselves apart from the common, but they do it for their own good. We see this happening, and we've seen this happening for many years, but recently it feels like we are reaching a breaking point. I'm not talking politically, I'm talking personally. You see, people have been sold a message that their identity is dependent upon their own definitions. They've been told that subscribing to this belief will enrich their lives. They've been told that it is better to be a slave to their own God than to be a slave to the God. But they're finding out that all this brings is despair. All this brings is pain. All this brings is loneliness and isolation. All this brings now is a people wandering in the desert, but not even God to lead them. So we need to wander into the desert in search of them. They're confused. They're saddened. They're burdened with the reality that the lies that they were told were devastating for their lives. We need to bring them the message of Jesus. We need to bring them to the baptismal font, where they too can become holy, where they too can be set aside by God, where they too can find identity and meaning through the only one who can provide it. So I encourage you, be intentional. Intentionally go and seek them out. Seek these lost. Speak to them in love. Build relationships with them, even if that means setting aside your own opinions. Bring them to Jesus and let God change their hearts instead of you and instead of me. Will you do that? Please pray with me. Lord, we live in a world full of people searching for truth, searching for identity. We come before you today to stir in us the motivation to seek and find them, and then bring them into knowledge of you. We pray that you soften their hearts, that they would be receptive to this message, and that you would set them aside as holy for your work. In your name we pray. Amen.